many years. Not that they're old friends. Okay. Spirit. Whoops. There you go.
No, you don't have to move it closer. It's just because of balance.
No, this is fine. That stand works good. Okay. So we are going to chant the prayers of the departed Vaishnavas. As Pran Govinda Prabhu stated, Prabhupada instructed us to observe these occasions and even speak about these great personalities. Especially we have Baladeva Vidyabhushana, who is the Vedanta Acharya, who wrote the Govinda Bhash. And of course, the Govinda Bhash was spoken by Govinda. And Gangamata Goswamini. And it's interesting, nowadays there's controversy in ISKCON as whether ladies can become gurus or Vaishnavas. Don't worry, I won't talk about controversies. Good, because you are too conservative. You are too conservative here, and I'm too liberal. So, I will try not to be too liberal in my class today. And correct me if I get too liberal. So first, we're going to chant the prayers, departed Vaishnavas. Jai Anilo Prematanha. Korana prachur. Hainu prabhukota gela chaya. Kahamura Sarupa Kaha Sanatha. Kaharasa Ragunatha Patita Pavan. Kahamura Mata Juga Kaha Kaviraj Eka Kale Kota Gela Gora Nataraj Pashane Kutibo Nata Onole Pashipo Goranga Kunera Nere Kota Gele Prabhu Sh Sisaba Sangira Sange Jay Koilo Milahas. Say Sangha Napaya Kande Narotamodahas. Jay Anilo Premadanna Koruna Prachur Premadanna Koruna Prachur Hey no Prabhu Kota Gela Acharya Thakur. Jaya Acharya Thakur, Jaya Acharya Thakur, Jaya Acharya Thakur. Jaya Acharya Thakur. Jai Om Vishnu Pad. Paramahansa Paravidakacharya also Tena Satashi Shimad. His Divine Grace Abhaya Charanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskcon Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Shidhuidas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shivasiddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Gajaya Shishi Radhakrishna Gopi Gopinath Sai Mukunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturidam Kijai Jagannatha Swami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Shivani Lasi Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Gajaya Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya. Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamani Namaste Saraswati Devi. Gauravani Pacharani Nivashesha Shanyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarni. I'm going to just read the translation to this poem. He who brought the treasure of divine love and who was filled with compassion and mercy, where has such a personality as Srinivasacharya gone? Where am I, Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where am I, Raghunath Bhatt and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishnadas Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? And the last verse, being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all these devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottama Das simply weeps. So first I'm going to speak about Baladeva Vidyabhushan. And some of his biography was spoken after Mangal Arati this morning. So we're going to go quickly through it. And of course, the most important part is where he defeated the Ramanandis in Jaipur. So, as mentioned this morning, he was born near Ramuna. Ramuna in case someone doesn't know, is where Shira Chora Gopinath is. It's a beautiful temple in Ramuna. I've been there many times. And so he studied the Vedanta and other literatures, and he studied Shankaracharya's philosophy, but he didn't find himself attracted to this philosophy. Finally, he went to Udupi, which is the seat of Sripad Madhvacharya, and there he actually took initiation. And basically, then he went back to Puri, and he met Radha Damodar, who was a disciple of Rasikananda, and he took initiation, not initiation, he took shiksha there. Then he went to Vrindavan and met Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and got instructions from him in Gaudiya philosophy. But then there was a problem that Radha Govinda, the deities of Radha Govinda, installed by Srila Rupa Goswami, were in Jaipur. And the king of Jaipur was influenced by these Ramanandis, which is one of the sects in the Sri Sampradaya. It's like a deviant sect in the Sri Sampradaya. And these Ramanandis convinced the king to separate Radha and Krishna because they said, we do not find any evidence of Srimati Radharani in our literatures. And so, and it's not mentioned in the Acharya's commentaries on the Vedanta either. So what should we do? So he separated Radha and Krishna. Of course, there's an esoteric reason behind that separation, which is explained by the Acharyas. And that esoteric reason was that Radha and Krishna had an argument. And so therefore, Radharani left Krishna for some time. Like you see, if you read some of these pastimes written by the Acharyas, that Srimati Radharani has her mood of man, or anger sometimes, towards Krishna. But this is to please Krishna. So in any case, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was too old to go defeat these Ramanandis, so he sent Baladev Vijayabhushana to do that. And Baladev Vijayabhushana had quite a bit of evidence. He had the evidence from the Gita Govinda by Jayadev Goswami. He had the evidence from some of the verses in the Bhagavatam, which mentions, I'll read that verse, Ananaya Radhiko Nunam Bhagavan Harir Ishvara Yanno Vihaya Govinda Prityam Anyad Raha. This particular gopi perfectly worshipped. Now, it doesn't mention Radharani's name directly, but the word Radha is there. Worshipping. So it's obviously Srimati Radharani, and then we have Krishna who took her to a secluded place. And he defeated them, but they did not admit defeat. They said, yeah, philosophically you have some point, but you don't belong to a sampradaya. And he said, why? Because I'm descendant of Madhvacharya, and Madhavendra Puri's disciple, whose disciple was Ishwara Puri, and whose disciple was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so we went through his whole disciplic succession there. So they argued again and again about certain, you know, ritualistic details about the names of sannyasis, Puri or Swami or something like that. And they said, basically, your real point is you don't have a commentary. The Gaudiyas don't have a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. And he thought about it. He says, give me a few days. I'll show you the commentary. And he was in anxiety. And when you're in anxiety, what do? You go to Krishna. Krishna, help, help. And, of course, there's stories that Govinda appeared to midnight, and he dictated or gave him the instruction to to compose the Govinda Bhasha. And then Radha and Govinda were brought together. And just to summarize, he wrote many, many commentaries in addition to the Vedanta commentary known as the Govinda Bhasha. And I don't even have time to read all the commentaries that he wrote. Commentaries and original literatures, such as Siddhanta Ratna, Sahita, Kaumudi, Vedanta, Shaimantika. Actually, we have so many books in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya that we don't have time to even read 1/1,000th or 1/10th of the books. So basically, we should learn Prabhupada's books, and then if we have time, we can read other books. And I just finally want to read Bhaktivinoda Thakur's statement about Baladeva Vidyabhushan. He states that Baladeva Vidyabhushana Mahasaya is a special luminous star in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. After the six Goswamis, no one has done welfare for the Sampradaya as he has. This is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's statements. By this, we understand that he must be one of the eternal associates of Sriman Mahaprabhu. So, Baladeva Vidyabhushana Mahasaya Ki Jai. And next is Gangamata Goswamini. Very quickly, you may not know much about her. She was the daughter of the king of a place called Bhutia and deeply devoted to Lord Krishna. And at the age of 5, she would constantly worship and sing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Parents tried to arrange her marriage. She refused. She declared Krishna was her true husband, and she would go to Vrindavan to meet him. She went to Vrindavan carrying her deities. She wandered throughout all the holy places. Finally, she met her spiritual master, whose name was Haridas, who was in the line of Rupa Goswami. She begged him for initiation, saying that without it, she would leave her body. And so Haridas tested her first to see if she was actually qualified by going for spiritual training with another female disciple that he had. And she would chant 100,000 holy names daily. That's about 64 rounds. And she lived near the Jamuna. She survived by Madhukari, extremely austere. And at 25 years of age, her guru told her to go to Radhika. Remember, she's still very, very young. That's quite unusual. And she spent the next 25 years living there in a life of renunciation. And after that, she went to Jagannath Puri, and she was asked to restore Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's places. She built a temple there, taught about the Rasa Pancha Dhyaya, that means the five chapters in the Bhagavatam that deal with the Rasa dance. And she was so filled with devotion that the king of Puri became attracted to her and offered her anything. And she said, I just want to live very simply. So one day, this is why she's called Gangamata Goswamini. One day, she had a desire to bathe in the Ganges. Like, I guess it was today when you're supposed to bathe in the Ganges. So during the night, and the Ganges wasn't there. So during the night, the Ganges miraculously appeared and carried her away to the middle of the temple of Lord Jagannath. This is in the middle of the night. So the priest woke up the next morning to wake the deities. And who did they discover there but Gangamata Goswamini? They said she's a thief. They had her arrested and put in prison. The king had a dream, and the Lord Jagannath appeared, is very angry to the king. What have you done? You should let her out and take initiation from her. So, no comment on my part, but shows the ladies can give initiation. I mean, if Lord Jagannath says it's all right with us, isn't it?
Yes. Of course not.
Unless you want to argue with Lord Jagannath. He'll definitely slap you like he did Pundarik Vijayaniti if you argue with him. So the king, the priests, everybody in the kingdom accepted initiation from her. And she eventually worshiped a deity named Rai Kishore. And she was left that deity secretly by a brahmana, and she embraced him, brought him into the temple, and she became one of the most revered female saints in the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition. And there's a temple of Gangamata Goswamini in Radhakund. It's right opposite the Bhajan Kutir, Raghunath Das Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. You've seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful temple. So her life exemplified renunciation, devotion, humility, realization, and complete surrender to Krishna. On that happy note, Gangamata Goswamini Ki Jai. So now we will go to Bhagavatam. So today, I believe, we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam 3.24.5, is that right? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Maitreya Uvacha Devahuti Api Sandesham Goravena Prajapate Samyak Shradaya Purusham Kuta Stam Abhajad Gurum Maitreya Vacha Devahutyapi Sandesham Goravena Prajapate Samyakshadaya Purusham Kutastam Abhajad Gurum Maitreya Vacha Devahutyapi Sandesham Goravena Prajapate Samyakshadaya Purusham Kutastam Abhajad Guru Maitreya Vacha Devahutyapi Sandesham Goravena Prajapate Samyakshadaya Purusham Kutastam Abhajad Guru.
Thank you.
Okay. Maitreya Vacha. Maitreya said, Devahuti. Devahuti. Api. Also. Sandesham. The direction. Guravena. With great respect. Prajapate. Of Kardama. Samyak. Complete. Shraddhaya. Having faith in. Purusham. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kutastam. Situated in everyone's heart. Abhajat. Worshipped. Gurum, a most worshipable. So translation, Sri Maitreya said, Devahuti was fully faithful and respectful toward the direction of her husband, Kardama, who is one of the Prajapatis, or generators of human beings in the universe. O great sage, she thus began to worship the master of the universe, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is situated in everyone's heart. So purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. This is the process of spiritual realization. One has to receive instructions from a bona fide spiritual master. Kardama Muni was Devahuti's husband, but because he instructed her on how to achieve spiritual perfection, he naturally became her spiritual master also. There are many instances wherein the husband becomes the spiritual master. Lord Shiva also is the spiritual master of his consort, Parvati. A husband should be so enlightened that he should become the spiritual master of his wife in order to enlighten her in the advancement of Krishna consciousness. Generally, stri, or woman, is less intelligent than man. Therefore, if the husband is intelligent enough, the woman gets a great opportunity for spiritual enlightenment. Here it is clearly said, samyak, shraddhaya, that with great faith, one should receive knowledge from the spiritual master and with great faith execute the performance of service. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary on Bhagavad Gita, has especially stressed the instruction of the spiritual master. One should accept the instruction of the spiritual master as one's life and soul. Whether one is liberated or not liberated, one should execute the instruction of the spiritual master with great faith. It is also stated that the Lord is situated in everyone's heart. One does not have to seek the Lord outside. He is already there. One simply has to concentrate on one's worship in good faith as instructed by the bona fide spiritual master, and one's efforts will come out successfully. It is also clear that the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not appear as an ordinary child. He appears as he is. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, he appears by his own internal potency, Atma Maya. And how does he appear? He appears when he is pleased by the worship of a devotee. A devotee may ask the Lord to appear as her son. The Lord is already sitting within the heart, and if he comes out from the body of a devotee, it does not mean that the particular woman becomes his mother in the material sense. He is always there, but in order to please his devotee, he appears as her son. So again, the verse, Maitreya Vacha, Devahutya Pisandesham. Goravena Prajapate Samyak Shudaya Purushang Kutashtam Abhajat Guru. Om Gana Timiranda Shah Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshurun Miditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So this story of the interaction between Kardama and Devahuti is quite interesting. It can be understood on many different levels. I mean, one level, you can utilize it to apply relationship between husband and wife, because Devahuti sacrificed all of her opulence because she was raised in a Kshatriya family, and Kardama Muni was a Brahmin. And Brahmins are generally poverty-stricken. Actually, if they get donations, you know, like a Brahmin's occupation, yajan, yajan, patan, patan, dana pratigraha, he gives it away. He doesn't keep it for himself, doesn't develop a big bank account. And he lived very austerely, and when you're assisting such a Brahmin, you have to live quite austerely too, isn't it? And so for her, that meant for many years, it was thousands of years, she couldn't comb her hair properly, at least according to the standard, and what to speak of jewelry and everything like that. None of that. She just had to serve her husband. Her, you know, her body was a little disheveled after that particular time. And this can be equated like the guru testing the disciple. Just like you have the case, you know, Gangamata Goswami, he was tested by her spiritual master, Haridas, by having to live very austerely before she could actually take initiation. Of course, nowadays we don't put people through the same austerities. They just have to chant 16 rounds, follow four regular principles, and understand Prabhupada, etc. But this is actually very important. And the willingness of a disciple to accept whatever austerities the guru gives the disciple is the test, not only for initiation, in the case of Gangamata Goswami, but as a test to see, a proof, to see how advanced a disciple is. Now, of course, I'm going to refer to His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada received an instruction from his guru when he was a young man in Calcutta, Uttadanga. And his instruction was, you know, you're an educated young man, you should preach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message in English. And what did Prabhupada do? He took that instruction as his very life and soul immediately. Immediately, and whatever he did after that point, even his business endeavors, his preaching at home, taking care of his family, was all done with that mission statement. My business is to satisfy the guru, just like Srila Prabhupada comments here in the purport about Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Prabhupada was very inspired by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on the Bhagavad Gita, especially that verse, Vyavasayatmika Budhir, Ekeha Kurunandana. And of course, give a translation, rough translation, those who are on this path are one-pointed and their determination is one. And for the rest of us, what is it? Bahu shaktas tunantas cha. Bhogaishwarya prasakta namtaya prittachetasam. Vyavasayatmaka budhir samado navatiyate. That's for the rest of us. But Prabhupada, it was Vyavasayatmaka budhir. You know, that. So that was the test of the spiritual master. And so Prabhupada lived his whole life by that particular instruction. And, you know, finally, when he was older, of course, he renounced everything when business failed, working with his godbrothers failed, Basically, his John C. project failed. Then he got on a boat with no money, or actually a few rupees, which you couldn't change, a few cases of books, and with determination, he served his spiritual master, and therefore he got the success potency, which is it within the words of the spiritual master. Prabhupada says that. The success potency of the Lord is contained within the words of the spiritual master. And so many of Prabhupada's godbrothers got that same instruction if they could speak English, if they were educated. But Prabhupada carried it out. Now, that proves what Prabhupada's exalted position amongst all the other Vaishnavas, doesn't it? That is an objective proof. We're looking for objective proof. Objective proof isn't like how many times you roll on the ground when you say Gauranga. Although we aspire for that, what is it? Gauranga Balite Habi, Pulaka Sharir. When will that day come? When I chant Gauranga, the tears will come from my eyes and hairs will stand on end, right? Has anyone experienced that here? No. When I get scared, I experience that. Yeah, someone's driving is not a good driver, and my hair stand on end. But no, not like that. So, but that's the, you know, or someone who could speak about Rasa Leela or the gopis, isn't it? We have this standard. There's not an objective standard, but objective standard is how much focus the disciple is on the words of the spiritual master. And we find this is a common denominator for all the great acharyas, focus like that. So here, Devahuti showing us actually what the principle of chastity means. And this example is also given in the fourth canto about the Paranjana story, isn't it? I think most of you are familiar with that. That's the one section of the Bhagavatam that we would read over and over again, those of us who were around when Prabhupada left the planet. We would read that section over and over again to try to understand how we should think and how we should act. And that section details how Paranjana, of course, became a lady. I believe her name was Malaya Dwaja. And her husband, the king, passed away, and she was lamenting. And the comment says that in the commentary which Prabhupada was repeating from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Rupa Goswami, that in the same way the disciple laments when the spiritual master passes away, and the disciple should be ready to carry out the mission of the spiritual master, or else the disciple should be ready to leave the body when the spiritual master leaves the body. Now, of course, we don't want people performing the sati rite or leaving their body. That's not really what we're advocating here. But we do want devotees to be so devoted, especially to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, that His words, His mission, His intention become the focus of our lives. And in this way, Prabhupada also comments there, the super soul manifests himself to one. That's interesting. In other words, the super soul directly manifests himself to someone who is completely devoted to the mission of the spiritual master. So that's the secret. So the question is, of course, Devahuti is like that too. Instead of the super soul manifesting himself to Devahuti, Kapiladeva manifests himself to Devahuti, which is exactly the same thing. And Devahuti, even after Kardama takes sannyas and Then Lord Kapila Dev is ready to leave too. She approaches him in a very humble way and says, I am sick of the disturbances caused by my senses. That's humility. Imagine someone who has served her husband in such a humble way for so many years, but still she's so humble when she approaches her son. Generally, mothers don't take instructions from her son, from their sons, isn't it? Quite the opposite. I tried it. Didn't work for me. And so, it was the opposite effect. So she says, I'm sick of the disturbances caused by these senses. Prabhanandam Adam Prabhu, I'm surrendering to you. So you see, Devahuti's qualities, not simply that she was surrendered to her husband, but she was surrendered basically to any great Vaishnava, which is actually an important point too. You know, one could say I'm surrendered to Prabhupada or I'm surrendered to my guru, but the relationships and the service to other Vaishnavas is extremely important. It's like oftentimes I speak about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's primary teachings, you know, essence of his teachings. One of them is Vaishnava Seva. Of course, there's Namaruchi and Jivadoya. You know about those things? So these things, these elements of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission will ensure us success in Krishna consciousness. And so the question is, just like the word here is used, actually there's several words here in the verse, samyak shradhaya. In order to be able to do that, you have to have absolute faith. So that's the question. How to achieve that faith? Why don't we have faith? And what is faith, right? Faith, Prabhupada said, faith is belief in something sublime. Of course, the Bhagavad Gita mentions that, in the 17th chapter, that everyone has faith in something. You may not have faith in Krishna, but you may have faith in your own intelligence. According to the modes of nature, everyone develops, right? Arjuna asks the question, what is someone's position if they don't have faith in the Vedic literatures? And Krishna simply answers, according to their situation and the modes of nature, they have a particular type of faith. Because you can't live without faith. You know, I have to have some faith. You know, someone offers me some water. I don't want water right now. But if someone offers me water that is not poisoned, at least that faith. You know, faith, just like yesterday, it's in my car driving. I had faith in the self-driving of the car. Not complete faith, because it makes mistakes. If I had complete faith, I'd be dead by now. So how does one... So faith we're talking about here means complete faith. And... Krishna mentions if one doesn't have that in Krishna consciousness, Shradanam Purusha Dharma Shasha Paramtapa, Aprapyamam Nivartante Mrityu Samsara Vartmani, he just comes back to the material world. So, how do we, that faith, that trust in Srila Prabhupada and the bona fide representatives, not just the Diksha Guru, but all the Vaishnavas? You know, I see so many nice Vaishnavas here. You know, so many old friends. Like I said, it's just amazing. I feel like I'm going back home, back to Godhead. Jaya Jagadish there, you know. He used to make ice cream for me. So anyway, so many stories about devotees. So we have to have faith in these devotees and love for the devotees, too. So how does one develop that really intense faith, especially in the Srila Prabhupada? Well, the methodology that, you know, my experience is, by association and particularly by hearing. Because when you hear from a pure devotee such as His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Lord Kapiladev describes later on, Satamba Sangam Nama Virya Sambado Bhavanti Vritkarna Risayana Kata Tajoshanadasu Abhavarga Vartmani Shraddha Vrithir Bhakti Anukramishati. What happens? That sound vibration just doesn't go in one ear and out another, or just go to your brain. It goes directly to the heart. And then you experience Krishna consciousness directly. Pratyaksha, vagamam dharmyam. Isn't it? Direct experience. Shushukam kartamavyam. And happiness. Shraddha ratiru akti anukramishyati. That is shraddha. Your faith starts to develop by experience. And also by experience of seeing other Vaishnavas. Like I see so many of my nice godbrothers, godsisters here, and I see how you've been serving Krishna all these years. That helps my faith too. How you're happy doing that. So by hearing, observation, personal experience, association, then one develops faith. And once one develops faith like that, according to the Bhagavatam, everything gets revealed. Right? Yasha Devi Parabhaktir Yata Devi Tatakuru Tashaite Katita Yarta Prakashante Mahatmana. One who has that implicit faith in the Vaishnavas, implicit faith for us in His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, that we simply serve His mission, like Prabhupada had that faith. Prabhupada didn't ask for, you know, instructions on how to be a gopi. Many of us want to do that. You know, it's attractive, but it's really self-centered. It's like recently, I should tell this story. Recently, I spent a lot of time at Govardhan, as Panchagota Prabhu knows. He even asked me to come to Vrindavan. I said, no, I'm just staying at Govardhan. So I have a lot of friends all over Govardhan, and even Radha Kund. So some of my friends from Radha Kund came out to see me, three friends. And they said, please sit down, Maharaj. We want to ask you a few questions. And they said, you know, what's your birthday? What type of food do you like to eat? What colors do you like? Answer the questions. And they said, guess what? You're a Sakhi. Yeah, I just didn't put my sari on today, you know. I'm acting normal because, you know, I'm GBC today, Sakhi at night. So, and I said, really, I got news for you, I'm just a servant of Prabhupada. That's all I know. And they said, no. You're Sakhi. And they even gave me my group, and I said, forget it. I'll tell you what else. And it's, you know, this is called a Kadasha Bhava, you know. And I was just playing with them, trying to understand why people would get attracted to this particular thing. I mean, I'm not. It's just like, to me, I'm a fanatic with Prabhupada. Everybody knows that. You know, just it's Prabhupada wants me. Prabhupada wants me to be an insect. That's fine with me. So eventually, they added me to four different WhatsApp groups, which I get every day. I get a message. I'm trying to understand the whole Sahaja thing. One is called Know Your Sakhi, and one, don't get interested. It's not for you, Pran. Pran Gopi, no. That's the name of Srimati Radharani, you know, Pran Gopi. So anyway, one is Know Your Sake, one is about my particular sake, and the other one is, you know, Rasananda University, you know, all these different things. I just, Krishna tests us sometimes, because that's really based on me. You know, I am the sake, I am this, I am that, right? So we want to really be Krishna conscious, then it has to be Prabhupada wants this, Krishna wants this, the Vaishnavas want this, you know, serving the Vaishnavas. And that's unmotivated devotional service. That's how you come to the platform of Anyabhi Lashita Shunyam, Jnanakarma Navartam. What does that mean, that verse? Anyabhi, you know, not be interested in anything for yourself, not even, you know, of course, ultimately, not even whether you're going back to Godhead. Isn't it? Narayana Paraksarve Nakatashina Bibhyati Swarga Bhavarga Narakeshu Abhipulyartha Darshana. So wherever, that means a topmost devotee of Narayana, wherever Krishna wants to send him or her, it's the same. Because they're doing the service that Krishna wants. And so we ultimately have to be cultivating, not ultimately, even now, to be cultivating that consciousness in relationship with Krishna and Guru's instruction, Prabhupada's instruction. Just dedicate ourselves to Prabhupada's mission, Prabhupada's example, his whole life. He left this world preaching Krishna consciousness, translating the Bhagavatam in Vrindavan Dham. Prabhupada said, let me leave this world dying like a soldier, a fighter. So that's Prabhupada's mood. So, and so Devahuti here, getting back to the story, there's a lot more here to talk about, but it's not a lot of time. Devahuti is epitomizing that particular mood in relationship to her husband and even relation to her son. And so we need to learn from this particular story. Not going to simply apply it for women serving their husband. Now, on the other hand, just a side note, sometimes the wife is more advanced than the husband, and so therefore the husband can accept instructions from the wife. I know that's not so politically correct, but even this one instance where Prabhupada had someone's wife give the husband the Gayatri Mantra. Yeah. It's Vaikunthanath and Saradhya. You know, so, Hare Krishna. So, don't throw anything at me. So, any questions or comments about any of these points? Yes.
Any very intelligent woman. You know, I've met many very intelligent women, but yeah. We hear Srila Prabhupada in the purport is saying women are not so intelligent. I mean, can you clarify that doubt there, really?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask that question as I read that purport. Well, let me explain exactly what Prabhupada is talking about here. There's several different ways to get out of that question, to escape. One way is that if you look at it sociologically, in the culture that we're talking about, the women, the men would work and the women didn't get educated because of the division of labor. Do you understand what I'm talking about? There's a division of labor, generally, you know, more agriculturally based society. And so the men would do the work, and they would study, and the women weren't educated at that particular time. So in that context, the women were not so intelligent. Because what is intelligence? I'll explain another context in a second. Intelligence means the ability to discriminate, to also function on the platform of intelligence when you know the right thing, even though you feel like doing something else. For example, you have the nectar of instruction verse, what? Vacho Vegam, Manasa Krota Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udrapashta Vegam, that one, even if they're feeling impulses, if they're able to control their actions with intelligence, that means they're capable of instructing others, right? That's a really interesting point. It's not that they just have some anesthesia on their organs. You know, they put Novocaine on their tongue, like that. Like, it's not like that. Like, what, it's such a funny story that I heard about a Prabhupada story. Once upon a time, one young devotee went to Prabhupada, and he said, Prabhupada, I have no sex desire. And Prabhupada said, are you sick? You know, so, you know, there's a natural bodily functions and responses and everything like that. So anyway, so one needs to study the Vedic literatures and to hear from the spiritual master to utilize that intelligence and have that intelligence. So if the ladies are not educated, then they have to rely on someone else's intelligence like that. That's one way of explaining it. I do have a way to, no, I have another way to explain it too. There's another way. Another way is that if you look physiologically at women's brain and men's brain, there, I'm not saying one is smaller than the other, that's not true. There's more interconnections between both the halves in a woman's brain, so there's more tendency towards emotions. Emotions can override, in many cases, can override one's discrimination. I mean, I'll give an example. Like if someone, this is not a criticism of any particular lady, if someone goes up to a lady and says, you have beautiful eyes, they may melt. But if I go up to Pran Govinda and say, you have beautiful eyes, or beautiful feet, I love your toes, Pran Govinda. he's going to think, this guy's weird. He's not going to become attracted to me. So, you know, there's different emotional responses there and sometimes emotions. But if the ladies can be protected, that's the essence of it. Be protected by men. You know, the Vedic culture is that the ladies are protected by what? The son, the husband, or other elderly family members. In ISKCON, we have our greater society like that. So, but as far as the spiritual life, Prabhupada said ladies are just as intelligent. Prabhupada said you take up spiritual life, you're just as intelligent or more intelligent. So it's not a discrimination spiritually, it's not a discrimination even materially, it's just an observation of different propensities, either physiological or sociological. Does that answer the question? I was prepared for that. So,
Hare Krishna Maharaji, I have a question if nobody else has.
Yeah.
So there is a verse, Krishna Tulya Bhagavata Vibhusha Arvasare, Prati Shoke Prati Akshare, Nana Arthakai. So Prabhupada has given his transcendental ecstasies in the purports, but are there more meanings to the verses?
Why don't you give me the translation, yeah? What is the meaning of the verse? Oh, no, translate it.
Bhagavatam is as powerful as Krishna.
Yeah.
Just like Krishna is endowed with multi-potencies, purposes.
Yeah.
Bhagavatam also can actually show you and give you many goal, many guidance.
So, what's
every word, every sentence, every sloka, it can give you that. That's all it is.
Prabhupada said if you understood one word in Bhagavatam, you'd be Krishna conscious.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what is the question?
So we don't have to read anything else other than Prabhupada's purpose, right?
You don't have to. I mean, as far as have to means essential. But other things can help. I mean, for example, you don't have to take second initiation to go back to Godhead. First, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Nama initiation is enough. Prabhupada said that. You don't have to, but you can take help. Just like, I mean, obviously, you know, we read Prabhupada's books. That's first priority. But we can also, Prabhupada didn't forbid us from approaching the Acharya's books, too. I mean, for example, I'm very inspired by Jiva Dharma. You know, Jiva Dharma, Bhaktivinoda. I mean, it's a wonderful book. I have people read it to understand the progress of, you know, how to progress in devotional service. I'm very inspired by Prabhupada Lilamrita, which very few new devotees read nowadays, unfortunately. If you want to understand Prabhupada, it's important to understand his life. His teachings, yes, and his life, yes. So we need to emphasize that. I mean, obviously, I'm focused on Prabhupada, but these other things that I read help me serve Prabhupada. You know, I even read mundane things like health, you know, advice on health, because that's, I want to serve Prabhupada. I want to keep this machine running as long as possible. So everything's based upon the service to Prabhupada. So we keep that as a central focus, the service to Prabhupada, then we can bring in other things. I'm also studying AI. Basically, I'm not here, I'm just an AI. Elon Musk just invented me, you know. So, any other quick questions? Any of the ladies, questions?
I have one quick question, Maharaj.
Yeah.
In your class, you mentioned that Prabhupada, astrology, so, okay, I'll come to the point. One astrologer told Prabhupada,
yeah,
when he was young,
yeah, he was
that gonna, this man will build a house where the whole world can
live. That's right.
So, at the same time, Prabhupada also said, he did not encourage ever, especially to Shamsundar Prabhu, to go to astrology, you know,
that's right,
sidetrack. So Prabhupada made it success in his life.
Yeah.
Which was predicted astrologically.
Yes.
Before even he took sannyas or started
preaching. Yeah,
his godbrother did not succeed because they are astrologically.
No.
So am I
I got to stop you. He says godbrothers did not succeed because, use the word because, the astrology didn't say so. Nonsense. Prabhupada said to the devotees, I have created your good fortune. You had no good fortune. Prabhupada said you clap your hands and dance and all the lines change. So Prabhupada was predicted like that because he's a Nitya Siddha devotee. And Prabhupada used that just as an aside. He didn't use it to encourage us to go to astrologers, although we can, you know, you arrange a marriage, obviously you should know if someone's a demon and they're marrying a Gandharva, you know, it just doesn't work. You know, the mixed marriages really don't work like that. But, you know, astrology, Prabhupada, I remember in the final days, Prabhupada said, let's hear what the astrologers have to say. Let's have a laugh. You know, Prabhupada didn't take it so seriously. You know, Prabhupada, sometimes you consult it. You know, what do they say about this? What do they say? I have a better astrologer than you anyway, Prime Govinda. It's called ChatGPT. Seriously. It's all mathematical calculation. I say birth date, this, that. And it comes out with exactly the same thing as the best astrologers in India come out with. Wow. So you can be made redundant by ChatGPT. So, yeah. You'll have to forgive my humor because it's built in. Bill, this is
just to expand on, I think what you're saying there, I mean, at best, astrology, it seems, is an indication of proclivities,
yes,
and potentialities. It's not the cause.
Yeah, it's not the cause. Exactly. Yeah. I'm saying that it's not the cause. And by Krishna's mercy, a layman can walk, a dog can swim in the ocean, or, you know, a blind man could see. This is our philosophy. You know, so yes, it's more of a challenge, sure. It's more of a challenge. I mean, because, yes, there's definitely more of a challenge if one doesn't, you know, have the right nature or anything like that. You know, just like you see that people from India are better off at performing austerities than us Western people. It's true. Like, you know, Pran Govinda can get by with 1 hour of sleep at night. Me, I'll be walking around like a zombie. So, you know, there's challenges. Yeah, there are challenges. Astrology does work in certain contexts. But Prabhupada said Krishna can change the stars, meaning not that the stars will start moving every time you chant Hare Krishna, but you can really transcend it if the spiritual master wants you to do it. All you have to do is be focused on Srila Prabhupada's mission, his intention, and then I'm not going to worry about my astrology. I mean, I was, according to some of the best astrologers, this is before ChatGPT, I was supposed to die when I was 55 years old. I mean, really, it was, yeah, you're not going to live more than 55. All right, so I get to 54 and 11 months. Okay, Prabhu, let's start making the arrangement. I want my samadhi here. You know, make sure I have an internet connection in my samadhi so I can communicate.
Where should we position
the next? Oh my God, my phone's... That's a problem. I have to be careful what I say. Oh my God. So anyway, so I was getting ready. I was getting ready because it was just definitely there. And then it came time, you know, roughly the month. It didn't give me the exact day, hour, time or anything. I said, when is it going to happen? And then another year came by, another year came by, another year came by. And here I am, 77. I was disappointed because I was hoping to go back to Godhead years ago. So, you know, by Prabhupada's mercy, you know, I mean, whatever I am, I want to eventually just be completely dedicated to Prabhupada. And that'll be the success of my life. You know, whether we go back to Godhead, when we don't go back to Godhead, you know, this movement is meant for being focused on Prabhupada's mood and intention. Just like Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam. He understood Lord Chaitanya's intention, not copying Lord Chaitanya, you know, anusar, anukar, but intention. Okay, another question or two, or else I'm sure some of you are hungry. Question, comment, problem, complaint? Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Whereas coming back to that point about the Matajis, Prabhupada was not keeping any grudge against the women.
Yeah.
He clearly mentioned wherever the husband goes, the wife follows the footsteps.
That's right.
Right. So the point is that even those three Vaishyas, Tatha, Sudra, Te, Pijanti, Paramtapa.
Yeah, yes.
So Prabhupada was not holding anything against women.
That's right.
But he gave very clear instruction, their body, their nature,
yeah,
everything by saying just the Shastra is saying,
yeah,
that just the women should follow the footsteps of the husband. It's that simple.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I'm not objecting. I want good marriages in our ISKCON movement too. I'm not against it.
Yes.
But probably also there's the statement, if the husband has fallen, you know, you have that whole point about Amoga there, and Sati, his wife, and he was offending Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's wife said, you know, and Sati is now a widow, basically. She has no husband. So there has to be some consideration. And Prabhupada also said sometimes the wife is more advanced than the husband. But for Vedic civilization, we need happy marriages. The man, you know, if you really want me to get into it, the man has an ego. He needs to be the boss. You know, that's it. Prabhupada said that. It's the male nature to be the boss. And the women's nature is to serve. I mean, that's inherent nature. Yes, so I'm agreeing with you. However, if you end up with a less than ideal situation, the boss becomes verbally abusive or nonsense, then you end up with an aberrant situation where the normal situation doesn't work. You know, people get abused all the time in the name of that. So you have to see, yeah, I agree, yes, the ideal situation, you know, the husband is the boss, but he's self-controlled. You know, he's not giving into his senses, he's not giving into anger, he's not demanding things like some ogre from his wife. You know, where's the food? I'm hungry. You know, sounds like a Rakshasa to me, you know. Feed me now. Who? You know, like that movie, you know, I'm Tarzan, you Jane, you know. So you know, so, yeah, there's ideal situations. I mean, you know, there's ideal. But when you get to the real world, you end up with other types of situations. I mean, just like, I mean, what can I say? I mean, if we look at the way Western preaching is going on now, in many temples we have wonderful Vaishnavis in charge of the temple. And their husband, they are faithful to their husbands and everything like that. But they're in charge of the temple. And I mean, if someone can do the service. Also, another point is we're in a situation, an emergency situation in the world where nobody's Krishna conscious. So maybe we have to do things that are not precisely, quote, Vedic to spread Krishna consciousness. You know, this is an emergency. How many of us are here in this room? It's just a handful of people. You know, Prabhupada was following the footsteps of the Panchatattva, who wanted to break open the storehouse of love of God and flood the world with love of God, isn't it? We're not flooding anything. I mean, look at us. Driving here, there's so many churches, big churches and everything like that. How much are we flooding? So sometimes it requires, you know, doing things that are not like the typical ideal society. I mean, it's just like in the UK, we have a lady who's president there, and she's doing Vishaka, and she's doing a great job there. I mean, if someone could do the job, just like, you know, if someone could do the job, empower them and let them do the job. We are so shorthanded, isn't it?
Yes, Maharaj.
We are so shorthanded right now. I mean, if someone wants to go out and preach, let them go out and preach. Don't hold them back. You know, men, women, children, you know, your pet dog wants to go out and preach. You know, I don't know. Just let them do it. Chant the holy name. I mean, we're the Hare Krishna movement. We just want more and more people to chant holy name. And then we'll figure out how to adjust, you know, the Varnashram imperatives after that point. But we are far from the first step right now. Okay, nice question. So,
thank you.
Thank you. Oh, one more. Oh, my God. You want to read it? Okay, let's hear what Prabhupada has to say. Let me put my glasses on. If the wife is helpful in the spiritual progress of life, she is the best friend of a philosopher. So in Krishna consciousness, the wife is never a burden, but she's completely a counterpart. That's nice. I mean, it doesn't mean one is superior, the other superior, would Prabhupada say, that they just work together. Of course, the word friend is also used in the verse we read today. It's like Gaurava, you know, in friendship. So it's not like a boss relationship. That was the point I was making. So thank you. Okay, we got to end before everyone falls asleep. All glories through divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.